Locker room chats continue here. Basketball season gets going this week, and now we get a chance to talk about Jackson Heights. It's brought to you by Farm Bureau Warrum, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawaka Fitness Center. We'll start with the girls, and Madison Massey, a new head coach here for Jackson Heights, taking over a squad that comes in at number 4 in the first rankings of the year in Class 2A, 22 wins a year ago. Coach, we appreciate your time, and thank you so much for joining us. Let's dive right into it. Give the listeners a sense maybe of your background. How did you wind up at Jackson Heights?
Oh, I wanted to coach ever since I was little. My dad's a coach. My brother's a coach. I coached at Emporia, and then some family brought me to this direction and started teaching here at Jackson Heights and then moved into this position this year, and I'm very excited about that, and I'm excited to be here.
Well, you take over a squad that won 22 games a year ago, and they have had so much success, really, in the last handful of years in the Northeast Kansas League. They have won 46 in a row in league play, 17-0 a year ago. Again, with so many pieces back and how good this squad has been over the last couple of years, what's really stood out to you about your team so far and what you have seen early on?
They're just naturally athletic, and they have a knack for the ball. I'm just trying to enhance them and give them the best chance to score and the best chance to stop people on defense. We're really focusing on defense this year. We're switching things up, trying a couple of different things, and I'm excited to see that translate from practice to the court this Friday night.
Well, that kind of went into my next point, is what kind of coaching style do you bring to the table? So you're more of a defensive-minded coach. Is that kind of the point that you're really trying to emphasize here this year?
Yes, I truly believe if you can stop them defensively and hold them under a certain number, you'll win the basketball game. I'm also really big on rebounding and limiting second chances. It's important that you don't give them two or three tries underneath the basket on a rebound. So we got to box out and lock them up defensively, and we should be good.
What do you like most about Kaylee Thompson and what you've seen from her?
Oh, she's just a dog. She gets out there and she fights for everything, and she does not take plays off, and that's just very exciting to see. Because when she's on, she's unstoppable. So I'm really excited to see her this season, because I think she's hitting her peak, and I expect great things.
Yeah, first team all league a year ago, 14 points, nearly 10 boards, just an outstanding athlete. You get Royal Valley on Friday, pretty intriguing matchup in our area to start. It'll be on the road. They certainly have a very talented squad. They got some length playing in the Big 7. You know, how much do you really know about this Royal Valley squad early on in the preparation, and what kind of game are you looking forward to this week?
I don't think you'll ever really know what to expect in the first game of the season, but they have a lot of returners and experience. And last year, they put the press on early. I was watching some film, and we had trouble with that. So we've been working on our press breaker. I think it's going to be a very physical game and a very fast game. We've got several kids on each team that like to run and push the ball quickly. So I expect it to be pretty fast-paced. They also have a big post down low, which we'll have to battle and see if we can get her out of the paint as much as we can.
There it is, Jackson Heights girls basketball coach Madison Massey, first of many here in 2022-2023, as our coaches' shows are off and running here on Kansaland Radio. Jackson Heights, they'll be at Royal Valley to begin the season on Friday night. Madison, we appreciate it very much. Continued success here early on with your first year at the helm at Jackson Heights. We'll talk to you next week. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you.